Welcome to Run With It, Canada's running fitness and health program. On this month's episode, we have a segment on healthy eating advice. Check this out.
Excited to have with me as my guest, George Batista. He is a certified nutrition consultant, a wellness specialist. He's also has his own podcast called Wellness Talk, which I'm really excited to talk about today. And he's also a professional musician for over 30 years. And he's here today to talk about his career, his podcast, as I said, and share some healthy tips for runners and for musicians on the road. Welcome, George.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. It's an honor. Thank you for having me on.
You know, I mean, you are living the best of the world, I think. You know, you have fitness, entertainment, and being a musician. And right. Which came first?
It was definitely the music. It's funny, I was telling this story on my show literally last week about when I was a kid, when I was, you know, a young little kid. I used to, I was always banging on pots and drums, you know, doing drums and stuff like that. And I used to rock them back and forth to the washing machine because I had rhythm. And my mother always said that, you know, I was going to do something in music. So music was like, has always been in my life. I had, you know, drum sets when I was a kid, and it just, music was one of the things that really has changed my life even as a kid. And so that kind of came first. That's always been there. I didn't actually get into the nutrition piece up until probably, I want to say, when I was in my early 20s, you know. Mm-hmm. And the way it worked is I was always an athlete when I was younger. So I was playing high school baseball. I played football. I was into bodybuilding and stuff like that. And, you know, I got into the weightlifting magazines and all that type of stuff. So I was always active. Up till this day, I'm very, very active. But the nutrition piece is what I was lacking. And I had this crazy notion as a 20-year-old that I could out-exercise my nutrition. And I found out that that wasn't the case. And what ended up happening with me is I ended up with a lot of chronic health issues, you know. So I ended up with lots of like allergies and bronchitis and sinus infections and gut problems, all these types of things. And it just, it was, you know, I didn't know how to fix it. I didn't know what to do, you know? So, and what ended up happening was I would go to the doctors, and the doctors would give me antibiotics, and they, you know, yeah, they would give me over the counter stuff, but really didn't fix the situation, you know? And so after years of doing that, I said, okay, you know what? I need to figure out something for myself because I can't go on this way, you know? So, and then that's when I really started to dive into the nutrition. It started actually with those bodybuilder magazines because they have supplements and things like that. So that's kind of where I started. But then, I started to buy some books on nutrition and stuff like this. Was like pre-internet actually. And I really started to dive in. And that's when I started to realize, wait a minute, maybe I really have to clean up my diet, and maybe I really have to get all this really good nutrition, and maybe it'll help me. So I figured, why not? Let me try it, you know? And that's how I kind of dove into nutrition, because that's what actually ended up getting me better as time went along.
Yes. So the question I have, you said you were on the cover of magazines. Is that correct?
No. Music, you're talking about?
I used to
buy the magazines. Oh, okay. And I used to read the magazines. I wasn't a couple of magazines for drums.
Wow.
That I was, because I was an endorser of drumsticks, you know, back in those days, because I was playing and doing a lot of recording sessions and stuff like that. But I used to buy the fitness magazines, and I used to read all about the supplements and amino acids and all that. So, and John, as you know, my cousin, who we do the Counterpart show together at that time, him and I were both heavily into bodybuilding and stuff. So we used to do it together, actually. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So tell us is there a difference between a wellness specialist and a nutrition consultant?
Well, the wellness specialist, and what those are certifications, basically. The wellness specialist is more of kind of the totality of it. So it it covers the fitness piece. It covers the also the nutrition piece. It covers like mind body stuff. You know, it's kind of just a, you know, it encompasses everything. Whereas the nutrition consultant kind of focuses mostly on the nutrition, mostly on the macronutrients, the micronutrients, and those types of things. And you know, I first started being a, you know, as a wellness specialist just because I want, you know, again, because I was into fitness and all that stuff and that type of stuff. But then I said, you know what, let me look at the nutrition piece, because again, that was the piece that I was really lacking. And so I really dove into it. But the funny thing is that I became a little obsessed with it. I got very nerdy about it, and I started actually getting into the biology, into the cells, and how, you know, how the micronutrients work in the cells and all this stuff. And I just got fascinated by this stuff. So I just kept reading books and books and books, and yeah, we got crazy with it.
No, I mean, you have an impressive background. You know, you're doing what you love, but it's a lot of hard work. And
yeah.
So tell us the viewers and the listeners, like, how do you stay fit? I mean, you are practicing what you preach.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, I, right now, what I typically do, I'll exercise regularly, probably 5 to 6 days a week. I give myself a day here for rest, you know, that type of thing. And I mean, it's nothing crazy. I do some cardio. So I do about 20 minutes or so, 20 to 25 minutes of cardio. I'll do everything from, there's YouTube videos that I'll do that I enjoy doing cardio stuff on those. And I also have a Total Gym that I work out on for also kind of gives you a little bit of a cardio workout, but also works on the flexibility and the muscle building aspect as well. So I do that as well. And that could be another 20 minutes on that. So, you know, but I don't go crazy with it. I do enough to make sure that I keep myself fit. And the biggest thing for me now is to be functional. Mm. You know, I'm getting older, you know, and I want to make sure that I'm functional. I want to make sure my hips, my knees, my back, because I have a lot of back problems from years of punishment. And so I want to make sure the back, the hips and the knees and those types of things are in good shape as when I get older. Because, you know, I always said that, you know, I'm able to run around now with my daughter. She's 16 and she's in sports and stuff. So I help her with sports. But I always said that when she eventually, if she has kids at some point, I want to be able to lift those kids and run around with those kids and stuff like that. So I make it a focus to make sure that I, you know, that I keep myself in shape as much as possible. It's just part of my day.
That's wonderful. You know, and the thing too, like with, so tell us about your music. I mean, you're a drummer, and so it helps, right? When you are fit and healthy,
yes, absolutely.
You can do more.
oh no, definitely. I mean, and it's tough because when you're in that life, I mean, I haven't played as much as I used to when I lived in New York City. We were touring, we were going from club to club. We were touring down the East Coast, you know, and you're taking these drums and you're putting drums in the backs of trucks and all these types of things. And you're, you know, setting them up. There's so much. I mean, before the gig, there's so much that you have to do. So it's really, you have to make sure that your body's in good condition just to get through all that stuff, you know, and then the nutrition piece and all that for the energy to be able to play an hour set or an hour and a half set or something like that. So it's there, and then you break everything down, and you know, and you, when you're starting out in music, you don't have roadies. You can't afford roadies to bring your stuff, your gear, you know, to, you know, so you have to literally do it all yourself. So yeah, so it's the setting up, the playing, and then the putting down, putting it all back in. And so by the time you're done, you're exhausted, you know. Yes. But the nutrition and the exercise really helps that piece of it.
Yes, I mean, definitely. So, you know, tell us about, you know, some, what would you suggest for healthy living habits, or healthy habits rather, you know, for, you know, runners and musicians, because you do both. I mean, I don't know if you run, but you exercise, right?
Yes,
so that
yes.
is, yeah. So I would, you know, any tips, like I know hydration is important, but what
yes,
else?
Absolutely. I have, I have tips that I go over regularly on my show and stuff like that. It's interesting because I have a show called The Counterpart Show as well that I do with my cousin John, and we're almost done with a program called the Healthy Artist Blueprint. And this is literally a long document that we're going to be sending out to everyone who wants it, to help artists get through not only navigating the music business or whatever art they're doing. It doesn't have to be music. It could be whatever it is. But also how to keep yourself healthy and fit. Because, again, that goes a long part of it. So healthy is not just about the eating and the exercise, that's part of it, but also being healthy just in mind, body, and soul. Mm. Being healthy is just as far as your philosophy of life. So what we talk about in this blueprint is all of that. We go from beginning to end as far as everything from the nutrition all the way up to how to, again, navigate the music business, the philosophies behind it, the playing, you know, all that type of stuff. So that's one of the things that we talk about, and that's going to be coming out very soon. But the other thing I talk about a lot on my show is I have basic principles of health that I always talk about, and hydration is one of them. Hydration is a huge piece. I mean, most folks are dehydrated today, right? Mm-hmm. We don't nearly drink enough water. We don't nearly, you know, drink enough. We don't have the electrolytes. And again, hydration is not just about the water. It's about having the electrolytes, the nutrition in that to help the body and the mitochondria, you know, sustain itself when you're doing whatever activities are. And you know how it is as a runner. So I have the hydration piece. I have the nutrition piece, obviously. That part is pretty much self-explanatory. Eating good food, okay? You're eating your fruits and vegetables. You're getting your antioxidants in those fruits and vegetables, because the antioxidants is what's going to help bring down the oxidation that we all deal with on a regular basis every single day. Okay, so that nutrition and of course the vitamins and minerals and amino acids and the fatty acids in the nutrition is what runs your metabolism. So those have to be in place. You have to have that. Okay, then I have the restoration piece. So the restoration is we need to sleep. We need to make sure that we're sleeping good at night. Most people, it's, you know, I've worked with many, many people on nutrition and health and wellness throughout the years. And one of the number one things I've dealt with is that a lot of folks just don't sleep, or they'll go to bed at, you know, they're constantly going to bed at 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning and getting up at 5, you know, and it's tough because your body needs it needs that restoration. It needs that turning over and that detoxification that happens when you sleep, from your lymphatic system in your body to your lymphatic system in the brain. So all that needs to come out. It needs to turn the trash over, take the trash out. So that's part of it also, you know. So that's another key to it. And then of course you need the relaxation part. Okay. You need to, you know, you need that calm time, okay, in between the busy time. So when you get into meditation or yoga or something like that, because we all lead a busy lifestyle, right? We're all on the go, running back and forth. If you have a job, you're there, you're running, you grab something to eat, you're going, you're high stress, then you got to pick up the kids, then you got to take them here. You know, most folks have to, you know, do these types of things. And then you have to have time for yourself. You need time to get into the space between thoughts and, you know, just really calm down and relax. So that, you know, I have that as a relaxation piece, you know. And so, you know, those are kind of my principles that I use, that I, you know, my basic principles for overall health that I will talk to, and they apply in any situation, because they're the basics of what we need. Mm-hmm. So whether you're an athlete, a runner like yourself, or, you know, whether you're playing basketball or whatever it is, or whether you're a musician, all these tenets still apply. All these principles still apply to those things.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you know, with regarding hydration. Now, some people may not like water, or they're not drinking enough water. What types of foods would you suggest? Like, would strawberries, grapes?
Yeah, that's the thing, because, you know, for example, my it was funny, my wife today was eating watermelon. Watermelon is a very hydrating thing. It's funny that she, literally like a couple of hours ago, she had a big bowl of watermelon. I was like, is that what you're eating for dinner? She was like, yeah. But yeah, watermelon, things like strawberry, all these watery fruits, even the pineapples, okay, because they're very hydrating, but they also contain the nutrients within them. So again, they contain the antioxidants. Pineapples contain enzymes for digestion, okay? They contain all these things to help quench the free radicals. So again, coconut water is great for the hydration piece. You know, I use it a lot. That's one of the things I use actually after my workouts. I'll use coconut water. But the fruits are, you know, the more you can eat these fruits and these watery fruits, the better you are with hydration. So if you get your combination of that between, let's say, you know, again, coconut water or something like that, even juicing, you can juice your stuff, right? A lot of juicing is a big thing now. You know, all that can contribute to hydration. I mean, I know a lot of people don't like water, and I get it. You know, I've had people tell me, I don't like, water has no taste. you know, I understand that, you know, that's fine, but find something that is hydrating that you do like and stick with it. You know, that's what, you know, that's one of the things. So sometimes you have to be a little bit of a, you have to try things out to see what works for you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, great information, George. And I want to talk to you about your podcast. Mm-hmm. It's called mm-hmm. Wellness Talk, and congratulations. Exactly. Like,
thank you.
So tell our viewers and listeners. And
yeah, it was interesting because it's funny. It started back actually when I was around 2012, I actually started it. And mm-hmm. What ended up happening was I at that point I was really into nutrition. I was getting certified. I had gotten certified with already all these things. I was starting to work with a lot of people and that type of thing. And there was a few nutritionists that I would listen to who had their own little shows, like radio shows and stuff like that. And then I said to myself, you know what? I was working one-on-one with people on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Then I said, how could I affect the greatest number of people at the same time? You know, I said, because working one-on-one is great, but I want to, more people need to hear this stuff, in my opinion. So I said, so what can I do? So then I said, you know what, let me listen. So I'm listening to these other nutritionists and doctors talk about it on the radio, and they have little shows and stuff. I said, let me see if I can get into this podcast thing. So in 2012, I didn't know what I was doing. I literally was on the internet. I got a little microphone, which I, you know, and I just started, and my goal was to talk about the latest studies that came out in health and nutrition. Whatever the study came out. So what I would do is I would do some research on them, whatever the studies were on supplements or nutrition or whatever, and then I would talk about them on the show. And I did that for about 100 episodes, and I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun because the research was fun, and I would learn things myself even just by doing it. And what ended up happening was I stopped doing it, which was a mistake, by the way, on my end that I realize now. I stopped doing it. Life got in the way. I got very, very busy. I was consulting with tons and tons of people, and just time frame. And then I also thought about it. I was like, well, okay, maybe not a lot of people are listening. So do they really want this, you know? So I kind of left it. After about 100 episodes, I stopped, which I shouldn't have. And it's funny because a few years later, I went back to the platform that I was using, and I looked, and I had over 10,000 downloads. And I went, holy cow. I said, so there were people that were interested in this thing. I just wasn't seeing it. So the way it started up again was my cousin John was doing his own podcast right before the pandemic, where he was interviewing people, and he had me on for his nutrition segments. So I would go on and I would talk about nutrition and health, and I did that about 3 times. And then I was saying, you know what? The pandemic just started. I said, maybe I should get back into this podcasting thing. Mm-hmm. And I said, because I think right now, out of any other time, people need to hear this information. Yes. You know, people need to know that there's things they can do to boost their immune system at this time. I said, so you know what? Let me get back into it. So I started again. And sure, and since then, I've been doing it. And I'm close to 200 shows now. Oh. And it's the podcast now is in 46 countries. And it's really growing by leaps and bounds the last couple of years. I'm getting lots of guests on, and I don't do a lot of guests, but the guests I do on are very strict about the guests that I have on, because I want them to have specific things to talk about. So I've had, you know, I've had expert doctors on. I had a doctor who wrote 13 books on vitamin C and health and nutrition. I've had CEOs of supplement companies. I've had, you know, people who are doing mind, body, spirit type stuff. So I've had all these folks on, and it's been fantastic. And I want to scale it even more, because again, I think at the end of the day, I want to provide as much value to the listener and the viewer as possible, because I want them to. And the way the story works is I talk about my journey. I talk about my journey and how I healed myself with health and nutrition and all those issues that I was dealing with. And then I talk about how I did it. And here is what I learned. Here is what I used. And here is how you can do it. So that's kind of the premise of the show. It's basically built for the average person, even though I know I have a lot of doctors who listen in as well. But it's built for the average person. I try to take the studies and I kind of make them very simple so people who don't know much about it could understand. And then, that's what I've been doing. And it's been so much fun, and I'm having a ball with it.
Wow. I mean, do you have a favorite guest or...
I mean, they're all great. I don't know if I have a favorite one. And, you know, it was one of the first guest. Well, I think probably the second guest that I had on was a doctor who had written 13 books on health and nutrition and vitamin C. He's an expert on vitamin C. He's, you know, he's been around the world lecturing about vitamin C. And it was a fantastic interview. I had a great time. And this was on YouTube, by the way. Well, unfortunately, during the pandemic, YouTube didn't like that. So they ended up taking it down.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, they ended up taking it down. Yeah, I was not happy about that. But luckily, I found another platform that I'm currently on, a platform called Rumble, that they're okay with doing all types of stuff like that. Health and nutrition, they're okay with looking at different viewpoints of things. They don't really censor a lot. So that's what I've been using at this point. But I mean, having a guest like that, I mean, this person's a heavyweight, you know, in the industry. So when you have someone like that in the industry and you're able to actually get advice from, you know, someone like that, it's really, really cool. You know, it was very, and I was honored that he was even had took the time to be on the show, because this was towards the beginning of the pandemic at that time, when my show really wasn't that known at that time. But he took time out to do that. So it shows that there are people out there that are willing to come out and, you know, provide value and bring the message across, no matter how big or small your show is.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine from the show Run With It, and I'm here to talk to you about choosing the right socks for your shoes. So I'm a runner, and I love wearing the proper socks. So if I have a proper running shoe, I want to have, therefore, the proper running socks. So thanks, Steve, from the Run-In for supplying these samples of running socks and the Smart Wool as well. So everything is different. It's very subjective. What I like is the size here. So if you are like myself, 8.5, I'll choose an 8.5 sock or a medium sock as well. So inside it has medium, so the right size. So you want to feel comfortable out there, because if you're not wearing a sock that has acrylics or polyester, moisture wicking fabrics, you may get blisters. And there's nothing like it when you're running and you have to stop and put a Band-Aid on or go through it and regret it later. So it is an investment. It's a bit costly, but it's a good investment. So you'll have a more enjoyable run and you'll stay dry. And then there's also wool. Some people like wearing a wool sock, which I do too. It has odor resistant, and you can wear it in the summertime. So for those who are running the Sun Run, the BMO Vancouver Marathon, maybe it's time to, you know, invest in a pair of socks for your run coming up, and it would make a great gift. So that's it for now, and I'll come back for more.
Thanks for watching. If you have a question or comment about today's episode, go to our website, runwithit.ca. Until next time, run with it.
Run With It is sponsored by Mallory's Fashion Network and The Real Theatre.